Today's daf in Masechet Yomah, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is daf Vav. And we got up to Mafrishin Kohen Gadol. So we finished the sugya of Avnei Tosha Kohen Gadol, and we're up to Mafrishin Kohen Gadol Mipesei. And the Gemara asks, Loma Mafrishin? So that's a weird question. We just finished talking about Loma Mafrishin for the past three daf. I mean, Kedekamri, I know it's a machlokas. I mean, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it was the way he learns it, Kiddi Yisrael. He learned it from the Miluim. And according to Reish Lakish, he learned it from Har Sinai. No, the Kasha, what we're asking was, it says, Mafrishin Kohen Gadol Mi Beito. What is that all about? How did that get into it? I mean, all that we're learning out of the Miluim is they had to be in the Mokum Kodesh, the same way that we did to Aaron. But why does it say that we took his wife away from him? I mean, Beito means always Beito, Zoe Ishto. Why couldn't his wife come along with him, exactly? So let them both be together in the Lishkas Parhedron. Now, Tosfos, Rashi explains that the Lishkas Parhedron was in a mokum that was not Mekudesh with the Kedushas HaZara, because obviously, I mean, how is he supposed to live in a place that is Kedushas HaKedushas HaZara if you're not even allowed to sit down in the mokum of the HaZara? So obviously, can't really live there. Somebody could go to sleep there. And so Rashi says it must be that it was a Kaddish B'Kedush HaZara, in which case, why can't he have his wife with him? What's so bad if he sleeps with his wife there? But Tosfos Tanya is, what do you mean, what's so bad if he sleeps with his wife? I mean, but it still has the Kedushas of the Har Habayis, in which case a Baal Keri would be usher. So how in the world would he sleep with his wife there? So Tosfos learns maybe the Lishkas Vaherdrin would have been something that was in one of the tunnels that was underneath, and Mechilos Lonis Kadashu with the Kedushas of the Har Habayis. There's a lot of difference to roots. And Tosfos Reed says, look, I mean, even if she would come and live with him, it doesn't mean he would sleep with her there. It means that then he could go down with her into one of those tunnels and so on. But, like, why do we keep his wife away from him? That's the question. Yeah, there's also very interesting other discussions about maybe the din of Ein Yeshiva Bazora is also not said unless it's mamish facing the Pesach Habayit, but if it's on the side, it's in the Lishkas, there's no din of Ein Yeshiva, which seems very reasonable because we were talking about various places where it's mashmah that the Kohanim were definitely Yoshev, although there the Gemara is Mechalik, between places where it's Mutter B'Yeshiva, places where it's not so Pashut. But anyway, that's how Rashi understands. Anyway, so bottom line is, why can't his wife come along for this Prisha Shiva? What if his wife turns out to be a Safek Nida, and then if he sleeps with her, and this is in what the parsha that we read today, that Aisha Shishkavima Vitamish Shivak Kinidata, right? Vitinidata Halav. So then he wouldn't be able to do the Avod on Yom Kippur. What are we talking? What do you mean he'll sleep with her out the Brashi asking? And I understand we're talking about over here Rishayim. I mean, if we're talking about Rishayim, I forget the whole thing. We're talking about the Kohen Gadol. He's got to sleep with his wife who's a Safek Nida? No, obviously. That's not what we mean. We mean Shema Yavo Al Ishto. He may sleep with his wife where he has no reason to think she's a Nida. And then it turns out afterwards, if it might say Safek Nida. So let's say that she checked herself with one of those cloths of the Bedika, which was the Derech Benos Yisroel, Misham Shurz B'Shnei Hedim. And then if it turns out that she was Rei Adam, so then he'll be Tamei for Shivas Yamim. So because of that, we want to make sure that she is not there with him. So he doesn't sleep with her at all, and that way there's not going to be any kind of Safek Tuma that would be on him. So this way of understanding the Mishnah led the Rabbanah to tell Rav Chista. Apparently, we're saying then that the Mishnah is Dafka Kiman. It's going Dafka like Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva is the one who says that Anida is Mitama as Boala. Because according to Rabbanan Amri, Ein Nida Mitama et Boala. Now, this, of course, is ridiculous on the surface, because it's a fair shepasik that Anida is metama as Baala. What it refers to over here is a woman who discovered that she was Anida ex post facto. So you remember the idea of in the beginning of Nida, that Anida is metama me esla es. So if she discovers dam, she's going to be temea limafreya. And there was a machlokas we had over there between the Shammai and Hillel. We ended up going neither, and we said that it's me es li es, that is also limited, of course, by the last time she made a bedika. The question is, remember that dinam me'esla ace was only legabi the dinam of taharos. It had nothing to do with her husband. Her husband was not considered to be tame in the event that she discovers ex post facto some blood. The only question is, in the event that she made an immediate bedika. So she made an immediate bedika, so then it would affect her husband. Now there's a machlokas over there about what is considered to be the immediate bedika. If you remember our sugya in Nida, we had the din of otion. Otion means instantly in the Greek. And that was that the instant that her husband exited, she inserts this cloth. And then if she finds dam on that, so then he's considered to be tame. Then there's acher, which is after the shear of otion. Even the slightest bit, that would be enough time for her to actually get off the bed and to wash off and so on. So over there, we have a machloket between Rabbi Akiva. This is good for what we're saying, because Rabbi Akiva is the one that says, even over there, the nida is metame is boala. So they wanted to say that maybe that's what it's talking about over here. And the answer is obvious. Why should we assume that? It's certainly possible that even if we're going according to the Rabbanon, remember, the whole machlokas, according to the way we understood the whole story of the Mishnah over there, is that she was bedek herself after the time it takes to get off of the bed and to wipe herself off. And that's level three. And over there, that's where we have the machlokas. Avo b'chad acher, even if it's after the shear of Osyaim, it would still be within that amount of time that is a single acher, that even in that case, everybody would be bedek that for sure. The nida would be metamas bayalam mitzad ha-sofek, and because of that, he wouldn't be able to do the avodas yom kippurim, and therefore there's no need to say that it was going dafka according to Rabbi Akiva. But anyway, I mean, what you do see from here is something very interesting, as Rabbi Zera points out, because if what we're saying is that the reason that we have to keep his wife away from him is because maybe she'll turn out to be a sofek nida, we've still got a serious problem, because remember, let's say she would actually be a nida, right? On that day that we took him away and we brought him under the Beis HaMikdash, on that first day. When would she be able to go to the mikveh, if that was her first day of Re'iyah? Only at the night after the seventh day, right? That would mean the night of Yom Kippur, because the day before would be Erev Yom Kippur. She can't go during the day, so she'd have to go to the mikveh that night. So now, if the din is that a Baal Nida has the same din as a Nida, so what good is taking him away 7 days before? Because if, in fact, before he went away to the Beis HaMikdash, he had slept with her, and he had actually turned out to be in a matzav of a Suffolk Baal Nida, then he would have had to wait until the night of Yom Kippur. But if he goes to the mikveh the night of Yom Kippur, he won't be able to do the Aveda on Yom Kippur because he needs Harav Shemesh the next day. And he would be a Tfu Yom, and he wouldn't be able to do the Aveda. Unless we conclude that even though a Baal Nida has the dinim of the Tuma of the Nida, he is not limited in when he goes to the mikveh the way the Nida is. He can go to the mikveh on the last day. She has to wait until the night in order to go to the mikveh. Okay, so that's what it appears from here. Because, I mean, it says Rabbi Zera, look, I mean, you see from here that a Baal Nida is not literally like a Nida, because he can be Tovo B'Yom, since we're only taking him away on day one. So in the morning of day one, before we arrive to take him away, maybe slept with his wife. Obviously, it means he can be Tovo on day seven in the daytime, and then use the nightfall, the sunset of the seventh day, as his Harif Shemesh, so it would appear. Because if you're going to tell me Amrit Baal Nida is Kenida, so then when would he be able to be Tevel? He would only be able to be Tevel on the night after Erev Yom Kippur, in other words, the night of Yom Kippur Gufa. So then, how could he do Aveda the next day? Doesn't he require Erev Shemesh? V'boi Harev Shemesh. Elalav Shemamin Baal Nida and Kenida. As you see from here, that apparently he would be able to go to the mikvah during the day. It's in that sense that we say Eina Kenida, meaning that one thing, he's not like the Nida in terms of when he would be able to go to the mikveh. Says Reb Shimi Minarda, No, not necessarily, because maybe when the Mishnah says that we take him away for 7 days, it means we take him away for 7 whole days. That means we take him a little bit before the end of the day, so that as soon as we get to his house to drag him out to the Beis HaMikdash, it's just then the time to leave, so that he wouldn't have had an opportunity to sleep with his wife on that day. And if he slept with her the day before, even 5 minutes before we got there, and go to the mikveh on that day, we're going to bring him into the Beis HaMikdash an hour before. He'll go to the mikveh, and then that will be his first day. In which case, there won't be any problem, because the 7th day will be his Erev Shemesh. So even if you're going to tell me, bo nidas kanita demafreshina leisha achat somuch l'shkiyat hachama, we will take him away an hour before. That way, there won't be any problem. He'll go to the mikveh, and then everything will be fine when he goes to the mikveh on the night of Erev Yom Kippur, not the night of Yom Kippur. Okay, says the Gemara, wait a second. It says in the Braita that kol chayavei tefilot, it says over here that it's not the same, because there's anybody who needs to go to the mikveh can go to the mikveh in the daytime, except for Nida and Yoledet, where the tefilah is Belaila. Doesn't that mean that except for Anida, but not including the Baal Nida. Baal Nida does not need to wait until the nightfall. So what are we trying to fix it up that we should say that, no, maybe it means he goes an hour before? That's ridiculous. Here it says in the Braise, it doesn't need to go an hour before. And when it says Shivas Yomim Kadal Yom HaKippurim, it means literally Shivas Yomim Kadal Yom HaKippurim. We don't have to read anything else into it, because the Braise says that, in fact, a Baal Nida is not like a Nida. Says the Gemara, how do you know it means that? I mean, when we say Kol Chayvei Tefilot, except for the Nida, that would include a Baal Nida, no? I mean, if we're going to assume that a Nida, V'tehi Nida Ta'alav, means that the Baal Nida is Kenida, so that I don't have to spell it out, the Baal Nida is the same thing as a Nida. So when it says Nida, it means Koda Atei Miribuya, anything that comes from the broader context of the Riboy V'tehi Nida Ta'alav might be included. So don't tell me we don't need to make some kind of accommodation for that approach in the Mishnah. Maybe it is the same and it'll still be okay. Meitve. Well, it still doesn't seem that there is any basis for saying that, because Baal Keri, take a look at the Mishnah in Zovim, where it says Baal Keri has the same din as a Maga Sheretz. Okay, so what does that mean? A Maga Sheretz is tummy for that day, goes to the mikveh, that night he is tahar, which is exactly the din of a Baal Keri. Fine. A Baal Nida, however, has the din of a tummy mace. Ho. Now, what does that mean? I mean, I'm assuming that means legabe the tefillah. So in the same way, if he's a tummy mace, he can go to the mikveh during the daytime on the 7th day after he gets hazoyan. He doesn't have to wait until the evening. I mean, I'm assuming that's what it's coming to tell me. I mean, it's what else could it be coming to tell me? There's no other conditions here. No, maybe it means just to tell me how long their tummy. You're talking about how long their tummy. It's a preferred shepuzik. Any idiot knows how long their tummy. So why in the world would I need to make this mention over here in a Mishnah? I mean, Tumatan, Behedya Ketivbu, it says openly in the Mishnah, Hi Tumat Shiva Ketiv Bey, it says that there's a din of Tumat Shiva by the Mitomei Meis, and Hi Tumat Shiva Ketiv Bey, it says there's a din of the Tumat Shiva by, because it says Yitumat Shivat Yamim. In both cases, Tinat Nidatah Lavatame Shivat Yamim. Exactly the same lotion in both cases. It was a little bit silly to make one the primary and one the comparison and Kanita Mishnah to tell me that the same din. Of course they're the same din. It's gotta mean in terms of when they go to the mikvah. And therefore it proves that the din of a tamei Baal Nida is the same as a tamei meis. He didn't go to the mikveh in the daytime, and therefore we do not need all of this accommodation for the shita that a Baal Nida has to wait until the night. Says the Gemara, no, even this I can learn otherwise. I'll tell you what it means. The truth is, it is coming to tell me the din of the tumah, not how long the tumah is. It's coming to tell me the din of the tumah in terms of what the dinim of the tumah are. And if you read ahead in that Mishnah, you will see the whole point, because the Mishnah continues on, and that's the main point. You know, you only quoted a little bit of the Mishnah, and then you say, what's it for? I'll read the rest of it. Liolam the tumatam. But the point of the Mishnah is to introduce the issue in the Seifa, which it says, that Seifa itzrichale, that it is the same as a tomei meis, except for the fact, and this is the point, except for the fact that a Baal Nida is more chomer than a tamei meis in a certain sense. And in what sense is that? Shemetame mishkav umoshavatu makala latame erchlenu mashkin. There's this very special din. Remember that Abayal Nida is metame ke el yonot shel zav. Remember that din of el yonot shel zav that we spoke about? That the halacha is that even though he makes tumas mishkav umoshav, he does not make tumas mishkav umoshav exactly the same as the Nida is to be metame adam latame begodim. The Mishkav u'Moshav is only Tomei for Tumakala, so if it touches, Eichlun u'Mashkav will be Tomei. However, if a person sits down on a Mishkav that someone who is Baal Anida sits down on or lies down on, he will not become Tomei himself. So that is still more Chomer than a mace, because a mace is Bechlal not Metame Mishkav u'Moshav. Unless, obviously, it's Tumas Maga, but there's no dinner Tumas Mishkav u'Moshav, which is the old princess and the pea story. I mean, if you got five mattresses, one on top of the other, if you put a Mishkav, you put a mace on the top, the bottom mattress is not going to be Tame, obviously. But when it comes to a Baal Nida, the bottom mattress will be Tame. However, only Tame, like El Yono shows up. It's only going to be Metame Erchlenu Mashkin. So, it still may be true what Rav Shimi says. It still may be true that when the Mishnah says Mafrishinato, maybe it means an hour before, so we'll be able to make this the first day, and that way you can go to the mikveh at the end of the real 7th day, which is really only 6 days and an hour, but that's the end of the 7th day, and that way the Erev Yom Kippur will be his Erev Shemesh, right? So maybe that's true. No, it's still not true. Because Tashma, take a look at the Brisa, the Tanya Rebbe here. Hazov v'hazava, v'hamitzora v'hamitzora. Amazing that we have this right after reading all of these in the Torah today. Amazing. So we have all of the things that we mentioned. Hazov, hazava, mitzora, mitzora, b'omnida, tamimeis. All of these are tefillatan b'yom. And the tefillah is by day, meaning even by day. Nida v'yoledes. Tvilatan Balaila, and this says Beferish, Baal Nida. It says Baal Nida is the same as the Tamei Meis. The Tvilatan Beyom. There's no way you can read this any other way. And therefore, this completely bounces out this Shita that we had to try to make it work out the Rav Shimi, that he's saying it really means an hour before. It does not mean an hour before. It means exactly what it says, and there's no problem, because in the event that the Kohen Gadol gets into any kind of issue with the Safek Baal Nida, he can always go to the mikvah on the 7th day, and he will, during the daytime, that night, which is the night of Yom Kippur, will already be Erev Shemesh, and then he'll be able to do the Aveda in the next day. Okay, so now let's go back to the issue. We're mafrishim. Now it turns out, we didn't realize up until now, I mean, we thought mafrishim, like we learned it out, was just a halacha in the preparation of Achon, and he had to be in the Beis HaMikdash. We've added now this additional point. The additional point is that we're nervous about him getting tummy. So, I mean, if we're nervous about him getting tummy, why do we allow visitors? Because, I mean, if people, it says only me yishto. I mean, that means that other people come in, they can come in, they can visit him, they can talk to him, and so on and so forth. How do we know that somebody's going to not drop dead of a heart attack while they're talking to him, and then he's going to be tummy mace? I mean, if you're going to worry about this kind of things, you worry about that also. So, achata mafrishim mitumat beito, why not be mafrishim mitumat hamet, right? So, forget about his wife. We shouldn't allow anybody to come next to him. Omrev tachlifa avuda revuna mishmei derava zoto merit. It's a very simple reason. This seems to indicate very clearly, which we know is a big machlokes, tumat mate is hutra betzibur. We don't need to worry about it, because as we spoke about so often in Masechet Pesachim, the din of tumas meis is for all intents and purposes not there when it comes to tzibur. It's not the chuya. It's not that we're willing to bring a carbon anyway. It's that it's complete heter. It doesn't even exist. So if it doesn't even exist, we do not have to take precautions against it. And therefore, since the Torah says, ish, ki yet tamei, it's dafka din, in an individual who's a tamei meis, that's said specifically in terms of tamei meis, legabi the din of Pesach Sheni, so only an ish we have to worry about, but a tzibur we don't have to worry about. Since all of the karbonas on Yom HaKippurim are karbonot tzibur, even the carbon of Aaron himself, which he's paying for, is considered to be a type of dinim of tumah of a korban tzibur, because without that korban, we cannot bring the korbanos tzibur. We need to bring all of these korbanos. So therefore, we give him the din of the korban tzibur also, and the heck with it, don't worry about the mace. If you're going to worry, you have to worry about tumah yotze b'gufo. That is a problem. So neither will worry about it. So apparently it's mamish hutra. Ravina says, you don't have to say it's hutra. Let's even say it's only dechuya, okay? So dechuya means that, look, we'd like to avoid it if we can, because it definitely has a presence when it comes to the tzibur, so we need to worry about it. It still works out fine, because basically the halacha is that tumas hameis lo shchicha. The tumas meis, we're not going to worry about. What are the chances that somebody's going to drop dead right as they're talking to the Kohen Gadol? Tumat beito, in comparison to that, is more common than that. So mamela tumas beito will be geyser on, and tumas hameis we won't worry about. Itmar. Tumat habet. Rav Nachman amar, hutra hi betzibur. Rav Sheshes amar, tchuyah hi betzibur. So now, once we already brought up the machlokas, let's take a look a little bit more closely what the implications would be of the difference between the hutra or the dechuya. So let's talk about a case, for instance. We've got tameh kohanim and we've got tohar kohanim. And who can do the avoda? So if you've got tohorim that are within that same Beit Av. Remember, the Beit Av is the particular family that is a member of the Mishmar, that it's their turn as a family to do the Avodah today. So if there are Kohanim Tohorim that are available, so everybody agrees we're certainly going to be Mahader to do the Avodah B'Tahira, even if your whole Tumah is Hutra B'Tzibur, we would prefer that the Tameim should not do the Avodah if there are others that are available. Fine. I should just mention to you that this shita, which we're about to question, l'chora cannot be midiraisa. In other words, it would be a hidur that we would be doing midirabonin, because if you hold that it's sutra, then it's sutra. You can't make this kind of difference based on the Torah that the Torah would prefer. There's no such thing as the Torah would prefer. So therefore, the Achronim understand this to mean that it would be a derabbanan chumra. Okay. Ki pligi la durim la tuya Torah mi beit av achrina. So the question is, would we attempt to find Kohanim or Tohorim, even though they are not scheduled to do the Avodah today? Would we mess up the Sidrei HaMishmarot if Lomais is only dechuya, so then the Torah wants us to perform it b'tayr if we can? So obviously that's more important than the Seder that we were koveil with the Mishmarais. So therefore, if you hold like Reb Nachman, heter hi betzibra velo madrina, we won't go around to be atuye torah mi beit av achrina. Reb Sheshes, who says that tum is dechuya hi betzibra, the Torah would prefer that we have the kohanim. And therefore, we would be mahader. Others say, afilo echa de ikitarna tumein behi beit av. It's not true. There is no such derabbanan. Even if we're Tohorim are mamish available, according to Reb Nachman, who says that Tumah is Hutra B'Tzibur, so then even the Tmeim would be Oivei, despite the fact that there are Tohorim that are available, they can both do the Aveda. Because Kol Tumat Meit B'Tzibur Rachman Asharia, once it's dealing with a Korban Tzibur, it's, as we said before, it doesn't exist. It's complete Heter. Reb Sheshes, let me tell you something. I think I could prove to you that it's for sure not complete heter. Because take a look at the braisa. Haya omedu makriv minchata omer. Kohen is right there on the mizbeach. He is trying to bring the korban omer to be matir chadash. And nitmeit biyado. It became tame while he's holding it. And basically now, he's wondering what should he do. So if there's enough there that they could bring another omer, so then he should say, listen, someone who's tummy mace just touched it. Let's bring another one. Okay, so we bring the other one instead. But if there isn't any other one, so meaning we do not have any sa'orim now from the chadash, so then we tell them, just be smart and shut up. Instead of making a big tumult about something there's nothing we could do about, there's nothing we could do about it, so just bring it betuma, but don't let people know about it. Okay? So, but anyway, does it not say, katani miyat, omer umevin akhira tachtara? The Braisa is saying that, look, if there is another one available, then he should try to make the one that he's bringing kosher. That's what it says. And if that's the case, it must be that mevin akhira tachtara, that there is a din of preferably, even if this is what you can do, you should. And that doesn't make sense according to what you're saying, Reb Nachman. According to you, what's the problem? The whole thing is anyway bitzibor, right? So why do we tell him try to bring another one? It says maybe in acheret tachtav it's available. Reb Nachman, excuse me, sir. There's a tremendous difference. Obviously, this is a different case because modina echadik shirayim la'achila. Is it not true that the kohenim are supposed to be eating the omer? Yeah. So the din that something is hutra betzibor has nothing to do with allowing you to go ahead and to eat the shirayim. You can't eat the shirayim, and therefore, of course, I agree. If it's going to be possible to do everything right, and then we're going to be able to actually eat the shirayim, so for sure you should do that. All I said was that in the event that it's dealing with the bringing of the carbon, then there's no reason for us to try to find a kohen that star. We're not talking about the kohen here. We're talking about the carbon itself. So even though we could bring a carbon tzibur betuma, but as we learned before, remember, we had all through Pesachim, the only carbon that would be eaten betuma would be the carbon Pesach, because as we said over there, the whole purpose of bringing it is to eat it. But that's not said on any carbon under the carbonis. Because of that, if there's a mincha that's involved over here, where there's kibitza that's done on the omer, and the kohanim is supposed to be eating it, then obviously the proper way of doing things is to bring a carbon omer that can be eaten.